Dave, FA VAR's final, only about a month away. Lots of people think Glossop will be coining it in, but it's not going to be that simple, is it?
No, it's a little bit different this time round, Pav. The prize money's gone up, but the potential earnings have probably come down a little bit. The clubs aren't selling their own tickets, or not the numbers of tickets that we sold last time. We've been given 500 tickets to sell, but we're making no money out of the ticket sales. After last time event, we probably sold round about 6,000, and we got 20% of the ticket sales. So for the hard work that the volunteers put in, then we got, you know, a good return. So the prize money's gone up, but the potential earnings just down a little bit. So it's a little bit disappointing. A little bit disappointing.
If you want a ticket, how do you get one? Can you buy? Do people still have paper tickets like the old time cup final tickets?
They are paper tickets, yeah. But what they've done this time, now we've got to, obviously we've got a small number to sell. And like I said before, no money for doing that. The FA take all that. But you've got to phone the FA. You can order up to 12 at any one time. And you've got to pay £2.50 booking fee. And you've got to join the football, English football supporters or whatever it's called. And we get no money for it. So it's going to be difficult for the people who, you know, not computers. People want to come into the club and buy a piece of paper and have a ticket, and they know what role they're in, they know where they sat with the mates, etc. So there's the one exception will be the juniors. The FA have said that, you know, the juniors can buy a block, so the juniors are doing their little bit, they're buying their own tickets, so at least we'll get all the kids together with the sponge fingers and trumpets and whatever else they're going to shout and bawl at, you know. But to make the day a bit of an event for the juniors, which is great because we've got good close working relations with the juniors, so we'll just have to see how that one goes, but just a bit disappointed, really.
Speaking of juniors, is there something about mascots now? You can't have as many mascots as last time.
Yeah, last time we had, you know, the full complement, 13, you know, two managers and all the players. We was lucky enough to get one or two of those places sponsored, so that raised us some money. A couple went around the club. Now it's we only have to provide six, and the FA are providing six for the other 11 players and the manager. We've got to provide the kits, and that's it really. And the stipulation is they've got to be between 7 and 11 years of age. So a couple of lads who've got like 5-year-old little kiddies themselves, you know, obviously can't take them, which is a little bit disappointing really, with the restriction on the age as well. So yeah, so you know, we can't offer the juniors much really like we did last time. It's a shame really, but you know, we've got to go with the flow, and that's the way it is.
I mean, do you feel you could be treated better by the FA? Do you think they don't really have too much time for, was it step 5 level?
Obviously, I think they could give us a little bit more money. But we always say that, don't we? You know, the probably FA trophy is the same. I personally feel they're just trying to drive it out of the Wembley Stadium. The trophy gate this year wasn't good. I think our gate, we was hoping to probably take 8,000 there, but with the complications with the tickets, you know, we might not take 6,000 like we took last time. So the gate may be down. We don't know on the day, really. You know, people might be buying tickets left, right and centre without us knowing. But, you know, I'm sure they could give us a little bit more money. You know, 25 grand if you win it, 17 grand if you defeat it on the day. And really not much else. So a bit disappointed all over, really.
Thanks, Dave.